Monday, June the 24th, 1996.
Difficult matters of your understanding. Of course, each soul fully understands what his task is about before he reincarnates. Of course, he has put forward that aspect of the spirit which is ready for growth, that aspect of the spirit which needs to go forward. Therefore, let me say this to you. The soul knows fully what lies before him in the lifetime to come. He chooses this himself. We have spoken. He chooses what sex he will be. And I use the word he to say.
Yes.
He chooses which sex he chooses, which people he will return to as his parents. He will choose the country, etc. What he is choosing are conditions which will place him in the most apt conditions for the lessons he needs to learn. It is not for you to say, why should the soul suffer? How can you say that? You cannot.
No.
You are speaking of physical conditions, which after all is only one aspect of your living whilst on the earth. There is so much more to the human being other than physical conditions, the physical body. Would you not agree?
Yes, I would indeed.
Have you not seen examples upon your earth of people who you would term physically disabled, but who shine forth of the spirit?
Yes, I have, and I'm sure my friends have.
Yes, therefore we return again to the fact that you must judge.
Yeah.
You cannot judge, my friend. You are thinking with your physical brain again.
Yes, I see what you mean.
You cannot say that person is suffering if ultimately the soul has gone. Only when you return home will you fully understand what your lifetime has achieved.
Mm-hmm.
So often do we hear, why do you suffer? Why do the children suffer? Always you feel it is an injustice. There cannot be injustice in a perfect existence. It is your physical brain which puts these words together. I know you find it difficult. I have tried to simplify it with simple words, but I cannot express enough that you must move away from this way of thinking.
Yes, yes, you have told us that before.
I know it is difficult whilst you are entrapped within these physical clothes. Always you must look to the wider scope of things. You must, if you are to begin to understand it.
Yes, I think we all know of cases, perhaps more than one case, where a person who is physically incapacitated
to a great degree, nevertheless radiates cheerfulness, which is very apparent to those who go to visit him or her.
And that is the spirit within.
Yes.
Shines forth.
Quite.
The physical impairments matter not that no. soul, because they have fully accepted that that is how they will grow in this lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they are aware of it or not, the soul understands.
Yes, so it's a sorrow we have to think of.
You must, my dear friend.
Even though we have no physical memory of what we have chosen to take on.
Yes. I have to return again and say to you that which I have stated to you in the past, that each and every one of you are responsible for any illness that is created whilst you are within these physical bodies. I know these words are hard to accept, and so often we hear, but they were good people, why do they suffer? You cannot see what has gone on within their minds. You cannot see the thought patterns which have created the disease. I do not mean, when I speak these words, that people are bad. No, they are misguided in their thinking. Have I not said to you, thought is the most powerful thing you possess?
Many times, yes.
Can you take anger as a thought? Can you see that if the anger thought is used daily, how destructive it must be in the time to come?
Mm-hmm.
It is the power of the thought which you must control.
Yes, what you are saying is that if a person issues thoughts which of anger, then the person himself is suffering because of those thoughts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Anger, resentment, fear. There are so many things that you human beings suffer from. You do not always fully understand that what you think today is your creation tomorrow. That is why it is so important that you change your thought patterns to become aware of them. Can you understand?
Yes, I think you've given us all a great understanding in what you've said.
Well, let me give you an example. The child who is born and is resentful of returning. Not the soul, you understand, but the physical birth, the returning to these denser conditions, builds resentment, builds fear, builds anger. And so all of these things change the finer patterns within the physical body. After all, to remain well, all must be balanced.
Yes.
I know you understand
mm-hmm.
it. But can you not see that all these negative thoughts are your creation tomorrow.
Yes, it's cause and effect again, as you have told us before.
I cannot stress to you enough, dear friends, how powerful the energy of thought is. You will never, whilst you tread this earthly plane, possess more power than that of your thinking.
So, I beg on.
Helped a little in your understanding.
I'm sure it has. It's helped us all. I have no doubt. So, man's free will doesn't come into it at all in connection with what is chosen by us for this life.
Of course, man's free will must be allowed, but it cannot alter the structure of what has been chosen.
That's what I was getting at, yes.
You can deviate from the pathway, but you cannot change it.
Yeah, I see.
You understand.
Yes, this does answer the problem I had in my own mind as to whether it was man's interference altering the predetermined existence or whether the predetermined existing was sacrosanct.
You must always allow for man's free will. It is not a straightforward path that he walks. Otherwise, it would be too easy for him.
Yes.
That is not the purpose of your lives.
But the basic life pattern remains unaltered, apart from the small deviations caused by man's free will.
Man's free will can change and alter, but it does not alter what was planned.
I see.
If he fails in his plan, then he must return again and perhaps again until he has achieved what he desires.
I see.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
It seems complex when it is put into physical words, but dear friends, when you return home, all will become simplified.
Good. Thank you very much for what you have told us, Annemette.
Are you satisfied?
Yes, I am. Everybody else fully understand what has been said?
Yes.
Or any question?
Yes, there is one that might connect. Some people, although there are records of this, have dreamt their own death in advance. An example is the British Prime Minister, Spencer Perceval. He dreamt that he would be shot by a man in a green coat the next day. He was indeed shot the next day. It was an accident. He was not the intended victim. Would it be what we call the higher self trying to give a warning in a case like that?
In what respect do you mean?
An accident that would deviate away from the chosen life path.
There are no accidents, dear friend. I do not like the term accident. If your time has come, then nothing will alter that.
Yes, would there
Can
be,
you see?
Yes, I see. Would there be a reason for dreaming the end before it happens?
We have spoken briefly, I believe. If all has always been and always will be, then past, present, future coexists.
Yes.
I know this is a difficult topic also, but how can you see what is to happen unless it is written there?
Right.
You see, you cannot foresee what has not happened. We go into deep matters here when we speak of past, present, future. All coexist.
Yes.
I do not feel that as a group you are ready yet for fuller explanations on this. But I am sure the time will come when we can go deeper into the subject. It is one subject that confuses and puzzles most of humans. But he foresaw the events because it was bound to happen, if I could put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So, therefore, you cannot term it accident.
Yeah. And you said, Sandiment, that nothing can prevent us coming home when the time is right. Now, some time ago, I can't think where I got the information, but I was told, I don't think it was from you, that if death, the predetermined time for death, was hastened by an accident causing death earlier than had been planned, that soul would come over to you, but would be cocooned, as it were, until the time came when it would have come to you naturally.
Yes, either the soul will be returned and sent back, or it will, as you put it, be cocooned until such time as the return home was foreseen, if you like.
Yes, so death before it was originally planned would be one of the deviations caused by man.
Yes.
Whether by free will or not, that's caused this. Thank you, that confirms what I was told.
Yes.
I'm satisfied now, thank you.
I hope it clarifies puzzlements in your minds.
Yes, it does. It appeared to be a contradiction, but you have clarified it. Thank you very much.
I would say many things would seem to be contradictory when you look into them. There is always explanations.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I would accept that without any query.
Nothing would seem to be, to your physical brains, to be so simple, but they are when you are free from this bondage of the physical Holocaust. Mm-hmm. It entraps you all. It stunts your growth, shall we say, growth of spirit sometimes, when in fact you should be looking farther afield, wider, wider, wider.
Mm-hmm. And you're certainly teaching us how to do that.
If I can teach you all just one thing, one thing of acceptance, then indeed I am
in joy. I'm certainly doing that.
Could I just clarify one point? When you say the soul is sent back again, do you mean it comes back then as somebody else?
No.
No?
I must be quick with this one. Please. I'm sure that some of you are aware of people who have said they have died and returned.
Yeah.
That is what I mean.
Ah, thank you.
They believe they have died, meaning that they have only temporarily been removed from the physical body. But you all know that you are attached until there is a complete severance of the cord.
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. That's where you want us to go now. I've had to alter our lighting arrangements a little. Are you quite comfortable with the light as it is?
I am quite happy, dear friend. It creates no problem. Should there be any,
yes, please do that, and I can reduce it.
But it has not created
any. And thank you very much.
I apologize that I cannot sleep longer, but I must go. I leave you all with my love, my blessing, and the knowledge that
thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
God be with you too.